Wasn't one of President Obama's last stops on his visit to Cuba watching that exhibition baseball game in Havana between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cuban national team at the Estadio Latino Americano? Watching with him, Rachel Robinson, the widow of Jackie Robinson, and their daughter Sharon. Now, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the major leagues, played in this same stadium during spring training 1947. Well, back in Macon, Georgia, a teenager also has that old color barrier in mind, and he is honoring players from the old Negro League. Leah Fleming from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
On a warm afternoon, the Cavaliers of Macon, Georgia are in the middle of some serious batting practice. Number two, swinging his heart out, is Gordon Smith. He plays shortstop. The baby-faced 15-year-old is one of a few African-American players on the junior varsity team. His love of baseball and a recent family vacation to Missouri led him on a journey to find his roots.
We went to Kansas City, and we went to the Negro League Museum there, and I had an idea. Well, I had a thought if any Negro League players were from Macon. So when I came home, we did our research, and I found that there were four, and I wanted to honor them.
So he set out to find these men. With the help of the museum in Kansas City, Gordon identified Lemuel Hawkins and Marion Kane, who are now deceased. He also found Robert Scott, an Ernest Big Dog fan.
It was a really cool thing.
On a recent Saturday morning, a large group of people have made their way to the historic minor league baseball stadium in town for a ceremony to honor the four Maconites who played in the Negro League. The guests of honor, Robert Scott and Ernest Big Dog fan, are all smiles as Macon's mayor reads off their list of accomplishments.
Mr. Scott was a pitcher for the Macon Braves and Macon Cardinals. He also played for the New York Black Yankees and the Boston Blues. Finally, in 1950, he played with the Jackie Robinson All-Stars.
Big Dog is now in his 70s. Today, he's wearing a burgundy jacket with a Negro League patch on it and a baseball hat. And he looks like he could still throw a fastball. Big Dog tells the crowd what Gordon Smith has done by digging into history.
Right now, it hit me that what I did was important. And that's one of the greatest feelings you can have, to know that you went through life and was an impact on a country. That's a good feeling. And I feel great right now.
As part of an Eagle Scout project, Gordon Smith raised $3,000 for four commemorative plaques that now hang on the walls at Macon's Luther Williams Field. No team currently plays at the park, but it is the second oldest minor league stadium in the country. Williams Field was the setting for the major motion picture 42, a biopic about Jackie Robinson, a former Negro League player who broke Major League Baseball's color barrier. Like Robinson, Big Dog played Negro League baseball before transitioning to the Major League Baseball system.
There are lots of layers to the story of black baseball.
Ray Doswell is a curator of the Kansas City Negro League's museum in Missouri. He helped Gordon find Big Dog and the others. Doswell says a lot of history is top down. Think your high school history class. But much of history comes from the bottom up. The Negro Leagues is a part of that bottom-up history.
There's a lot of interest in the history. There's obviously a lot of interest in baseball still and sport, and that's a motivation for a lot of communities to try to dig up and mine their archives and people for information about, do we have great baseball greats here? Do we have a connection to this great, broader story? And the young man tapped into that.
Gordon Smith says he'd like to play professional baseball one day, and after he retires, he'd like to be a marine biologist. And Gordon says helping to find the four Negro Leaguers from his hometown gives him the drive to follow his own dreams. For Here and Now, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon.